Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitch and Philly coming to you live here from Lost Rhino Brewing Company. And when you hear that music, you know who we're about to bring on here. We have our friend coming up, Barstool Nate. What's up, Nate? How you doing, buddy?
From beautiful Hilton Head. Oh, now I'm on. Hey, how are
you? There you go. What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm coming from Hilton Head, South Carolina right now. So everything's great. It's beautiful down here. It's about 85 degrees and sunny. Just having a great time here. How's Ashburn?
Oh, Ashburn is kind of cool. It's like 69 degrees with some gale force winds going on right now. Your buddy JP is, you know, he's doing double duty today. Nate, he tried to do a chest bump with Mitch. Missed. Mitch butt caught him. He went into a tailspin, and now he think he has cracked ribs.
That was a roller coaster that I did not expect to end that way. So, is he down and out for the count?
Well, no, he got lefty. He had to go do an interview. He'll be back. But he's trying to fight through it. And if you ever see someone when they're hurting and they're sitting straight up and down, you know, because he can't breathe, he can't sneeze, he can't cough, any sudden movement, his ribs are killing him. But that's typical JP. A regular chest bump turns into an injury.
I mean, he's an old man at this point. He can't chest bump like he used to.
It seems like it. Well, I sent you I tweeted something, and I put your name in it because I was checking out Landfill. As I sit here, there's this massive puddle of water in a tent, like at the top of a tent, and it's right over his head. And he's now in this position, and we can't move all the equipment at this point. So I asked you, how do you think this is going to end?
I think Landfill has to take one for the team there. I'm looking at the picture. And, I mean, if it's him or the equipment, he has to take it for the team, right? And just no alternative.
Yeah, I kept seeing these little drops of water here. Then I looked up, I'm like, oh, hell, that's going to be a problem right there. If it doesn't dry up or we get it to push it and let it drop to the back, he's going to have a problem here soon.
I think you should just get it over with now, right? And just...
That's what I'm thinking. I think we could have a hell of a we can break the internet today if we drop this water on his head and take a picture of it.
I think it's a necessity. By the end of the show, if he's not covered in water, something has gone terribly wrong.
Well, Nate, we haven't talked to you since Alex Ovechkin signed his contract. Were you pleased with the contract? Happy that he's back?
Yeah, I feel like a lot has gone on since we last talked. The Nats blew up the team. Ovi re-signed to the Capitals, and you know, the NBA draft and free agency starts today. So it's been a hectic week. I was elated with the Ovi contract. I never wanted to see him play anywhere else. I don't think any of us did. Obviously, I thought it would be disgusting to see him in another team's sweater. And I mean, 5 years, and you know, he'll be 41 years old. Hopefully have the all-time goals record in the next, you know, 3 to 4 years. I think I did the math, and he needs to average 32 and a half goals per season over the next 5 to break Gretzky's record. And you expect him to do a little better pace than that, even at 36 years old. So, yeah, I'm super excited. I thought the contract was a fair contract. It won't kill the team salary cap-wise, and we'll get to see him retire a Washington Capital, and I don't really know, you know, anything better than that. And which, by the way, I forgot, we talked about it last week about the difference between Max Scherzer as a Washington National and Ovi as a Capital, And it stinks to see Max Scherzer, Scherzer in Dodger blue. But I do think it would have hurt, you know, 10 times more to see Ovechkin play somewhere else. There's just something about, you know, him being drafted here, winning every single individual award, winning a Stanley Cup, and then retiring a Washington Capital. It's great that he's going to be back. And I mean, how many good things can I say about the guy? He's my favorite human being to ever live. You know,
you're so right. I mean, he's drafted here. He grew here, and he gets to close out his whole deal here. I just look at Max Scherzer's contract, and I look at Ovi's contract, and I'm like, the hockey players need to get a little bit better. They got to take care of them better, because Max is making $30 million a year. Ovi's getting 40 plus for 5 years. Think about that.
Yeah, that's we always joke about basketball contracts are like that too. The best hockey player makes about the seventh guy off the bench money in the NBA. But that's just the way the sports work. Let your kid, you know, be a left-handed reliever and you'll never work a day in your life. He just has a 20-year career with a 5.50 ERA if you're a left-handed relief pitcher in Major League Baseball. It's the best job you can get if you can throw a fastball, you know, in the upper 80s, lower 90s. So it's not as glamorous as being the best hockey player of all time, but it'll sure pay the bills better.
Oh, it'll pay the bills big time. But we were talking a little bit earlier, JP and I, about the different people that are catching are on a COVID list with the Washington football team. And I know people hate talking about it, but it's a story that's not going to go away, and especially the fact that they're one of the lowest vaccinated teams. You got Deron Payne, okay, Ioannidis, Brandon Sheriff, you know, other guys as well. And then now we have injuries popping up too. I really believe this team that was so great last year, we're going to have a situation where this year those injuries in that COVID list may be a problem for them.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple friends about this over the weekend, and it's not even like a political thing. It's this is bad. Like, this is not shaping up to look great. And what spurred the conversation was when the Nationals, you know, a year later in July, had the Nationals Philly game got postponed due to COVID. And that's, you know, 25 guys with an 80% vaccination rate. We're looking at the Washington football team and an NFL roster and how many more people there are in a small space. And it just seems like it's heading for a head-on collision that we can't get out of the way of. I was talking to someone in the Washington organization also, and we were just talking about, like, the forfeiting thing and if we think it's going to happen or not. And we really came to the conclusion that it'll take one team week one having to forfeit the first game of the season for every player around the league maybe to take a look in the mirror and be like, okay, this isn't a joke. Like, week one, they already have an L and no paycheck. Like, that is about as bad of a situation as a team can get. You know, after, you know, you're in a training camp and just everything, and then just walk into week one and not have a game and not get paid. That, like, you can't have a situation worse than that. So we're just crossing our fingers that it's not Washington that takes that fall. But, boy, having the worst vaccination rate and now seeing every player, you know, get on the list right now, it doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. And I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that situation doesn't arise. But that's how I view it. I think something bad will happen before the players and the teams around the league really, you know, suit up and get their vaccine rate up.
Yeah, one thing I look at, and I know a lot of people, they look around and they say, well, you can't make people do it. But it's going to take, like you said, if they miss a game and one of the guys on the lower end of the salary structure loses his check, you'll find out how serious this thing gets then. Because a lot of people can say what they don't think about it. Huh?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that about the guy on the lower end of the salary. But also, if it's that, let's say it's the 52nd guy on the team who causes the highest paid player to lose his paycheck, then there's a whole other thing going on there. Like, why did the worst guy on the team cause the entire team to not play week one and not get paid? That'll be an issue as well. That'll might cause some fistfights in the locker room. So there's a lot of scenarios that could potentially shape up to make teams, you know, and as you're saying, this is the best Washington football team we've seen in a very long time. And I can't stomach the idea of losing to the Cowboys because of COVID or something like that. It just, imagine we don't get like a home Dallas game because of that. It just makes me sick. Like every bad scenario that you can think of, just, I don't want it to happen so badly. And I'm hoping for the best, but I'm bracing myself for the worst.
We threw a question out to the fan base earlier, to the listeners. JP had this idea, looking at the Indianapolis Colts, and Carson Wentz is hurt already. He's out indefinitely. And he was thinking, what if they were to reach out to Washington and ask about trading for one Ryan Fitzpatrick? What would it take? Or do you think it's not a good idea?
Whoa. No. I do not want to move Ryan Fitzpatrick whatsoever. That would be meaning Kyle Allen or Heinicke has to take the reins. And I think there is a decent-sized drop-off between Fitzpatrick and the other two that I don't want to take the risk. Even, I mean, a first-round pick for Fitzpatrick, yes, I guess you have to do that. But maybe not, though, right? Like, it's just, if we're really going for it and saying this team and this defense is good enough to make a deep run, I'm not going to say the S-word, Super Bowl, but to make a deep run with Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think he is rather untouchable at that point. Now, if they don't think that this is the team and this is a special team and we're 1 year away, like Fitzpatrick is a placeholder at quarterback and he's not going to allow us to make a deep run, then sure, like get more picks and load up and go all in next year when maybe an Aaron Rodgers or something could come onto Washington. That's the pipe dream, right? But right now, no, I don't think you put the ball in the hand of a Heinicke or a Kyle Allen and go the whole year after how good this defense is and, you know, the weapons at wide receiver and tight end and the two running backs coming back. I think you have to go Fitzmagic and say, hey, man, 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 15 picks, somewhere in there. That's what we're expecting. You know, don't screw it up. And I think that's exactly what we should expect out of him, nothing more, nothing less.
See, I'm the type of person where I feel if you're going to be in the same situation next year where you're going to be searching for a quarterback, and if somebody were to come and offer you something for one that you have now and give you better picks and all, you have to do that because they talk about building a team. And I think that building this team is going to be trying to get that next level quarterback, which is going to take a lot of draft picks.
I hate the idea of trading him makes it look like you're quitting on this season already.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a bad message to send to the entire roster.
But see, everybody loves Heinicke here.
Is he good, though? That's the question. Is he good?
Well, based off of what we've heard after the minicamp, he was the best quarterback they had there. And a lot of people were excited. But now they're back excited about Fitzpatrick. So, to me, any quarterback talk in D.C., I leave it as just that. I say it's quarterback talk. And it's going to have all different areas and stretches of different they're going to love one, hate the other, and then vice versa. You never have people agreeing on the same quarterback in this city.
That's what they say. The backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in town.
Yeah.
But I do think that one of the major storylines that we will be watching and monitoring is how good are these two backups? Can they play in the league in a starting role? You know, we saw flashes from both guys. We saw, you know, Heinicke almost win a playoff game against the Bucs. Like, he was electric. He was incredible. Can he do that for 17 games? We just don't know. If he lights it up every day at practice, every day at camp, and then goes
he's dropping
the
dimes in the red zone today.
He was doing what?
He's dropping dimes in the red zone today.
So, yeah, I mean, if he's continuing to look good, and if Fitzpatrick struggles, I think there's going to be a lot of people saying, you know, why wasn't he starting from the beginning? You know, everybody always 20/20 hindsight. But I do think he is such an interesting case where we just don't know if he's capable of doing it for an entire season. But it'll be very, very fun to watch because he is an exciting quarterback and so many people are high on him. I'm rooting for him. I hope he meets and exceeds all expectations. But I'm not ready to hand the ball to him quite yet. I need to see a little more. I need to see him, you know, do it for an entire preseason, you know, light up a preseason game. And then if he has to come in relief in a regular season game, you know, all the pressure is on him not to screw up because he will be, you know, so to speak, playing for his job. And I want him, I'm not saying I want him to steal the job, but I want him to be capable enough where if he has to go in and win a game, he's able to.
Well, see, you and I agree upon that. You don't agree on my Twitter handle, but we agree on that. Thank you.
Your Twitter handle is out of control. You need to lose 20 letters out of it. Just beat it.
I'll figure it out. I will get that done. But, man, appreciate you giving us some time, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. If anybody has any recommendations for places to go in Hilton Head, send me a tweet at Barstool Nate. I've never been here before. It's a beautiful island, but just looking for some recommendations.
You're about to get a lot of damn tweets right now, Nate.
I hope so. My Twitter's been kind of silent recently. I could use some Twitter love.
All right, man. That's Barstool Nate joining us here on B. Mitchell Finley. Thank you, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right. Well, you know, Nate was talking about some things. So my question, and I think I would love to find out from you all, you know, are you concerned at this point about the actual stuff of missing games, the possibility of that? And will it take someone missing a game for this thing to ever get to a point where people are going to seriously think and talk about it? And the whole thing about the quarterbacking thing. I know JP threw it out there. Some people like it. Some people didn't. But ultimately, if someone comes in here offering you something for either of these quarterbacks, why wouldn't you listen? It's B. Mitchell, B. Mitchell Finley. We're going to take a quick break. Open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. Get your calls when we return.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley coming to you live from Lost Rhino Brewing Company over here in Ashburn, Virginia. As we have training camp, we'll be covering it all week. JP is handling some business, but he'll be right back. But a lot of questions are popping up about the Washington football team. And I know a lot of people's mindset is, I don't want to talk about that. We don't want to hear about that. Let's talk about football. But damn it, this is football. Okay. And if COVID started wreaking havoc on his team and they don't have people around, we saw what the NFL did. We're not going to make up games. You will have to forfeit games. And then it takes that extra step of saying people won't get paid for games that are not played. There are some guys who have, you know, that load of cash over here. There are other guys who are trying to make it. And when that starts going down, what's going to happen at that point? And we had a little talk about different levels of quarterbacks and things of that nature. And I know we have people in certain camps. People love Fitzpatrick. People love Heineke. Kyle Allen is a person I always say, don't forget about him. But there are teams out there, the Indianapolis Colts to be exact, where they have Carson Wentz now on his team, and he's hurt, and he's out indefinitely. They may have to do something. So I don't know if they can go to the level of a first rounder. But they may try a second, third, or something of that nature, and they may come to Washington asking. And this is like something we thought of, a hypothetical. But what if they do? What quarterback on this team has done so much that you go, oh, he's untouchable? There's not a quarterback on the team that I think is on the level of a Chase Young, a Montez Sweat. So what would you do? That's the question, you know, and also about this COVID deal. How is it going to affect people? Let's go to line one, go to Eddie in Centerville. What's up, Eddie? How you doing, brother?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Brian Mitchell. Yes, I am a little bit timid. I'm about going into September 12th, September 16th, you know, against the Giants and the Chargers. I bought those tickets as soon as they come on sale because I wanted to see Herbert and I wanted to see Daniel Jones against, you know, my favorite squad. But if my favorite squad is going to be playing with third stringers and bench players that we even – haven't heard of today, is going to be an awful experience for me, and I don't know what we could do as a fan base to, you know, incentivize these players, you know, to be like, yo, please, please try to look out for one another and get vaccinated. And if not, you know, let us know beforehand so I can go ahead and try to sell these tickets and not come see third stringers and fourth stringers and so on and so forth. When it comes to the quarterback, about letting Fitzpatrick or Allen or Heinicke go, I would let them go for a second rounder easily right now to any team. Mm-hmm. Easily, because you can make so much with those with that pick. You can trade it away for somebody else. You can, you know, you can do so much with picks later on after the season is over, because this season right now, like for whatever reason, the quarterback position is like a Band-Aid. So why would we not, you know, why would we not give that Band-Aid and make it into like a strong bandage and get a second round pick that can help us win in the long run and help us build a team, like you said. If we get a first round for Fitzpatrick, I would do that immediately. Immediately for Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah.
I think along the lines of you. Thanks for your call, Eddie. I think along the lines of you, I don't know who's gotten so stuck with these certain quarterbacks, certain players on this team right now. That they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. Like, somebody off a first round pick, if you don't do it, you're crazy as hell. That's all I would say. Let's go to line two. On the Gamut DC listener line, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Silver Spring. Check out Lewis. What's going on, Lewis?
Hey, Brian. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing good, man.
As far as the quarterback offer stuff goes, absolutely. I think you have to entertain those ideas. You had a caller earlier kind of reference that if we trade away Fitz, that, you know, we're kind of saying that we're like punting on the season. I don't believe that, because the players are there and they're smart and they see exactly what you guys are seeing in training camp. You know, Heinicke won these guys over last year, and they know what good football looks like, and they're probably seeing that out of him in mini camp and training camp. So If something were to come up and we had to trade away Fitzpatrick to get a second round or a combination of picks, I don't think that you're saying that you're punting away the season, and I think the guys in the locker room already would know that. Uh-huh. When it comes to the whole COVID stuff, what I don't understand about this necessarily is that last year it seemed like we made it through the whole season and some of the worst parts of the season without much, you know, guys going on COVID protocol and all those different things. So what is so different now that now all of a sudden we're seeing big numbers pop up? Like, a lot of these guys weren't vaccinated last year, but yet we still made it through without a lot of cases, and we made it through our whole season with all of our games intact. So I'm just wondering what's different there, and why can't we just put those same protocols in place as far as masking, social distancing, especially knowing that we're one of the teams that are the least vaccinated teams in the league. So I think they should just stiffen up the protocols on that. But thanks for taking my call.
All right, Lewis, appreciate your call. And you know what? That's a great question. The phone line's open, 1-800-636-1067, Gamut DC listener line. He asked the question, why were we so good last year going through everything and not having those problems? I tell you why. Because what happened, there were people to start taking the vaccine, and everybody immediately felt that, okay, life is back to earth, and they start running around. You get what I'm saying?
Totally.
That's what happened. They stopped thinking about stuff and caring about it. When no one had a vaccine and no one was thinking about it, everybody was watching. Everybody was wearing a mask, doing things. They were staying home. But as soon as people started getting it, and every time you went somewhere and they say, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You know how many liars were running around?
Totally.
And I think that's the true reason why you're seeing a lot of people now deal with it. There's a totally different variant out there that...
There was no choice last year.
Yeah.
You had no option.
There you go.
Now there's this choice of take the shot or not, and people are just kind of using that as their reason, logic, whatever, to choose whatever they want. So I just had an interview with Terry McLaurin, and we'll play that audio tomorrow. Terry had the best answer I've heard yet, which isn't a surprise if you know Terry and how well-spoken he is. But he just said, listen, it is a personal decision, but at some point your personal decision affects other people. And I think with the football team, I think especially today, we were joking about this, but you see Devereaux Lawrence out there. I mean, the offensive line without Brandon Scherff means now Schweitzer and Flowers are playing, where ideally those guys are battling it out for one spot, not both playing, and you have your all-pro guard out there. Curtis Samuel's the guy they just signed who has been hurt and now is on the COVID list. Like, this is not politics. This is not...
This is reality.
This is football reality.
It's football reality, but what Terry stated, you know, a lot of people always say when your decision affects somebody else, that's when you have to start thinking about that selfish part of, that's my decision. No. If that starts affecting people's money, and we all know, money is something that make you happy, but it will also make people do some weird and odd things for it. So the root of all evil, yes, it is. But if you start affecting my money, tell me what your decision is, we're going to have a major, major problem.
Totally. And that will lead... Now, let's also say we're more than 40 days away from the first game. It's entirely possible a bunch of guys get vaccinated up between now and then, and the threshold changes.
You're going to get it this week, because the next one come, 30
days?
It's
2 weeks after, yeah.
After 30 days or so after.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
No, it was almost a month. 28 days. That's when they take it, after.
I'd swear it was 2 weeks.
No, you did yours on the 3rd. On the 2nd, because you went before me.
And yeah, it was like one day
and
before you.
Your next one was on the 20-something or 30th.
It's true. Well, they better get moving regardless. I also think it's crazy how this is just such a dominant topic. It's not what you want to talk about. It's not what I want to talk about. I'd rather be debating, can Jamin Davis actually play middle linebacker?
Well, you're not doing it today because he got an eye infection.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he got poked in the eye. Eye infection sounds almost as
well. You get poked in the eye. You got poked in the eye by some sweaty hands, some nasty ass gloves. I mean, to be honest with you, sports is a fun thing. A lot of germs around sports.
Yeah,
believe me.
Especially in football, dude.
Oh, bro.
You also have grass and dirt.
Grass, dirt, all the chemicals they put on the field. That is why my helmet was cleaned a lot by me. I was waiting for them to do it.
What did your locker look like?
My locker was
clean. Hold on. I've seen some dirty, dirty, dirty lockers, and I've seen some guys that really keep it clean. I'm guessing you kept it pretty clean.
I kept mine clean because, I mean, the thing of it, we have people coming in there every day. You don't want stuff to just be junky all over the place. Now, my shoes, multiple shoes, I'll throw them in inside the little thing that they open up.
At the bottom?
Yeah, I throw them down in there. But then every once in a while, I straighten them all out. And then when you wear them, you straighten them. Then they started signing stuff to send to people. So you get rid of a lot of stuff.
There are serious smells inside of an NFL locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a...
bunch of big smelly dudes running around. What do you expect?
In the rain. I played golf yesterday in that rain. I was pretty smelly. Yeah. I got home, and my wife was just like, go take a shower. Immediately. Like, I didn't even get to hug my kids. I hadn't seen them in a week.
Because your kids don't want to have to... No.
I walked in, and my little girl, my 2.5-year-old, Ainsley, just said, no, Daddy. That was all, like, haven't seen you in a week. How are you, sweetheart? No, Daddy.
Yeah, she knows. She doesn't listen to you anyway.
Shelby ran up and gave me a big hug. But by far, the mammal in my home that was happiest to see me was the dog.
Yeah.
By a mile. Like his excitement level versus everybody else's was a 2-story building compared to the Empire State Building.
That's how Nico was with me.
Yeah. All right. At high noon, we're going to talk about breakout players, not just for the Washington football team, but all across the NFL. We're going to vote up or down if we see the breakout coming. But right now, I got to tell you about our guy, Paul Henry. Paul Henry's Windows is sponsoring all our training camp coverage, and Paul Henry's Windows has done great work for Brian at his home, and now I'm working with Paul. He's replacing all my windows, all my doors. It's going to be warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer. We have a window in our kids' playroom that we have to just cover up with a blanket all winter because it's just so leaky and drafty. We won't have that problem this winter, and I'm very happy about it. Don't delay. Call Paul Henry this month to receive $100 off Softlight and Marvin windows with a 5-window minimum and $500 off Provia doors. $500 is no joke. That one dude called in and said he was going to bet me $500 if the Washington wins 13 games. Mention my name, and you get an extra 5% off. How about that? You get $500 off your doors. Say my name. It's an extra 5% off. Call Paul Henry today. PaulHenrysWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice. was thinking as I was driving out to Redskin Park, or what the hell do we call this facility now? Washington Football Team Park is just too long.
Ashburn.
It's called Ashburn. I mean, what's funny is if I'm just talking to B-Mitch or somebody that's like familiar with it, I'll just say the park and they know what I mean. But I don't know if I can say that on the radio. Does that work? Like if I told you, hey, I was driving to the park, like you think I'm just going to a park, right?
Dan Snyder World Headquarters.
I don't think that's what they want. Did you notice this, too? I saw something over the weekend. Listen, the football team, I think, is by and large doing a good job. They've really changed the culture. They've hired all new people. They've made a lot of important changes. But I saw over the weekend they were offering a special $30 off week one tickets. That doesn't sound great.
Well, I think people are happy about the NFL coming back. But still, this team had an issue prior to COVID coming up. And it was play on the field. And I think as excited as people are, there are a lot of people who are taking that position of, I'm going to wait and see. You start looking at tickets and things, it's not going to be like it was just the other day with the Nats where they had $15 tickets and $45 parking.
I mean, dude.
So I think people are going to say, but the $30 off a ticket may make somebody say, okay, well, I'll go to a game.
I'm looking at, this is the official Washington Football Team buy tickets on their website. This is the official. This isn't secondary market or anything. I mean, you can get an upper level ticket for $75 for the opener.
But that's with the 30 off? Or that 30 off?
That also might have just been a 24-hour deal.
Yeah.
Dude, you can get a lower level for $140. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty good.
It is.
Right.
For a lot of people, $140, hell no.
Yeah.
But if that team is winning, that same ticket will go for $200 plus.
I do find it interesting. I wonder if on some level we are so ingrained in this and we know how much has changed in a really, really rapid time. But I wonder if some people that are a little bit more removed, if they're like, it's kind of to your point. They're like, I got to see more than that. And maybe that's why the tickets haven't gone exactly like they hoped. Oh, that's a big smile from Mullins.
That looked good.
What'd you get, old landfill? Big plate of nachos?
Man, it looked good. It
smells good. I don't often say things smell good when I'm around landfill, but I mean it about those nachos.
That was kind of a little dig, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a full-out dig. Not little. I went all in. So it's funny watching kind of training camp unfold around the NFL. Did you hear about Devontae Smith in Philly?
No.
Already hurt, dealing with a leg injury. And you don't know you don't know the severity, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it could be from anything.
I got some severity for you. MCL sprain for the Heisman Trophy winner. Out 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now, listen, 2 to 3 weeks, it's preseason. Let him chill. You don't need to test it now. But the one note that people were nervous about with him is that he's small.
Yeah, but did he get hit? They don't get no have a gear on yet, do they?
No, I don't think he got hit, but yeah. I'm just saying size and durability were the concerns. And here it is, his first NFL training camp, missing time. That Eagles team is going to be really interesting to watch. I think they have a chance of being awful. Mm-hmm. Eric Wilbrand, I don't know that this is real or not, but Eric says via Twitter, tickets for WFT on StubHub and other ticket sites will be under $30 by game day for the first game.
Wow.
And that seems incredibly low, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One thing that's always wild, too, is that parking is usually like 2 or 3 times what a ticket is.
Well, the thing about parking is if you want to park, that's for comfort. You want to be close.
Right.
So that price is premium. Think about what it was the other night. The tickets were going for $15. parking was 45 and up.
Right. You know what also I think, I'm curious if you agree with this. I think the allure of club-level tickets has totally vanished. Because what? Like, the floor is carpeted? I just want lower levels. I don't want to pay more to be on the club level.
Well, club level, you're inside. You have the opportunity to go to different things. So that allure comes when you're winning again.
Right. And the club level does have those big, fat leather chairs and stuff, which are comfortable.
It works. So I still think club levels and suite, those things are
suites are different.
Suites are different. Those things go when you're at your absolute best because people will pay whatever. Entertainment in business is top-notch.
Sure. To me, suites are different because the food and booze is free. Club level, you're still paying for all that.
It ain't free.
It's free to me.
It's not free for the suites. Suite holders, they're paying for that. Premium prices. I've been to games at the Wizards, or no, the Caps, and they hadn't put food in it. So I ordered food and drinks.
I've been there, too.
Thinking that I'm because we had some clients in there. And a six-pack is like 60-something bucks.
Yeah, not cheap.
Like, what
would you rather? So would you rather be lower level end zone for $140 or in the club level kind of on the 15-yard line for $240? You're paying an extra $100 for the club level access.
I'll take the $140 end zone because I like watching the game from
me
that
too.
Angle.
I also just – I like being lower down. I just think it's more fun.
I just like watching it. I remember going to a game, Virginia Tech played someone.
USC. I remember that game. At FedEx, yeah.
And I sat with some buddies, and we sat up top.
I went to that game with my boy Truck, who you made fun of for his white clothes.
It was the best view of a game. A little higher. I'm looking straight on the field. I'm looking how the film
watch
will be
plays develop. Yeah.
I will see stuff before it happens.
When we return, let's talk about breakout players in D.C. and across the NFL. You let us know who you think could be a breakout player on B. Mitch and Finley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.